Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. While the VA and Pentagon now acknowledge the danger of breathing in fine particulate matter, they say further study is warranted. Now, further study is warranted, my ass. These men are dying. We're going to run out of time here, Greg. Greg Lovett, who is the director of Delay, Deny, Hope You Die, which is superimposed on a VA placard outside one of the hospitals. It doesn't say that, but then you kind of erase what it is, and then it's Chiron, and I thought was clever. In one of the scenes of the film that is the most... If looking at Brian Alvarado doesn't move you to rage, knowing, and as his wife says, because he can't talk. I mean, he can, but he uses a dry erase board
yeah,
with a little marker, and he writes out, and then she reads what he's writing, because she kind of like writes shorthand, and she's been doing it for so long, so she can translate basically. That's the kind of condition Brian Alvarado was in. And when you when you see Brian Alvarado, I mean, this ought to move you to tears, knowing that okay, his wife says, "Look, the doctors told us the disease he has is not a young man's disease. It does not happen. There is no incidence of it happening to the young. This is an old person's disease. The only way you get it if you're young is if you're exposed to something." So that's your tip off right there. That what was he exposed to? Well, it was long-term exposure to these burn pits. But the most revolting, emotional moment of your film, Greg, I find it difficult to describe because I'm reliving it now, watching it yesterday in my mind. The young man who's obviously been undergoing chemo because he has no hair, he's in a hospital bed, he's being respirated, his breath is short, he's in what people that work in oncology call the death rattle. His mother is there, she's rubbing his head, she's telling him what a great son he was, what a great husband he was. I was just devastated by this scene. What can you tell me about that young man?
Yeah, he, you know, he was a soldier who unfortunately passed away due to his exposure at the burn pits. And the family insisted that I use this video. You're right, it's not an easy video
to
watch.
No, it's not.
You're watching somebody literally in the last throes of their life. But they insisted that I use it. They don't want his death to be in vain. They know that they obviously could not help him, and they hope that his death somehow will help others. It's pretty amazing that they would allow such a personal, private moment to be, you know, be exposed to the rest of the world. But that's the kind of people that they are. Everybody that I came across with, they're afraid that there's not so much that they can do for their loved ones. You know, Mrs. Alvarado knows that she can't help her husband, but they hope that by telling the story and exposing themselves and putting themselves out there, that they maybe can help somebody in the future. There's almost really no help for anybody who's been exposed to the burn pits because
nope.
They're suffering from so many diseases. They're dying at a rate faster than the soldiers died as a result of Agent Orange even. It's really even kind of a long-term thing. This kind of treatment that soldiers receive when they come back from wars has got to stop. It's been going on for decades.
Yes.
This is how soldiers are treated when they come back, and it has to stop. I mean, I might be naive. I just sort of think they served and they're sick And what difference does it make if they have a hangnail or cancer? They got it while they were serving the country. They should be taken care of. Unfortunately, that's not what happens.
Correct.
And somehow they're hoping that future generations won't have to go through this.